be back in the Brazos Valley.
There you are. Hey, listen, last week up in Waco at a Texas Tribune function on the Baylor campus, your first opportunity to be in what they call the hot seat, how'd that go for you?
You know, Evan is a tough cookie, but it was a good meeting. It's nice when you're up in another community very similar to ours with a university and a very historic past, but talked about Medicaid expansion and a little bit about school finance and where we're headed with all those issues in this session.
Yeah, and to fund that stuff, I believe the question of gambling came up a little bit, too. What's your feeling, at least as one member of the State House, about that?
Well, you know, I think those the TV report didn't focus on what me and the reporter focused on.
you mean they got it wrong? They missed the point? Is that what you're saying?
No, I wouldn't say they got it wrong. The article was tended more toward casinos, and my take and what the questions he asked me due to, you know, agriculture interest was about the horse tracks and horse racing. And, you know, I just, you know, good, bad, or ugly, the people of Texas need to decide on that. From District 12's perspective, you know, there's a number of horse and equine facilities up and down Highway 6 and OSR and in the Falls County. So economically, the impact with, you know, better purses in the tracks in Texas, you know, it would affect this area immensely. It would be an incredible opportunity for more folks to have jobs. There would be more horses moving up and down Highway 6. So it would be a big impact here.
Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. Of course, we talked to Bill Flores a little while ago about sequester. Texas, I guess, is going to obviously feel a financial impact. Did y'all discuss that at least in the hallway some this week?
Not really. We were so focused on what's going on here in Texas. You know, last night at the Coalition for Life, though, I did have an opportunity to visit with Bill and Gina real quick, and I just told Bill I was praying for him. He goes, God bless this country. We've got a lot of work to do. He goes, I'm glad you're here, but y'all keep praying for us up there. We need a lot of help.
That's it. You know, yesterday the Texas Senate at least moved forward with the idea of putting $1.5 billion in additional funding in public education in the budget. So that helps a little bit. $40 million for pre-kindergarten. Now, this is something that obviously we do need to struggle with. And again, you mentioned that in your chat last Friday in Waco.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you feel like the sense in the House is that that's something that they can feel comfortable with as well?
I would hope so. Evan was more specific. I guess we had a question from the audience as well, and I've spent a lot of time with some of the early childhood development folks, and you know, that's an ounce of prevention is worth, you know, the old saying. So that money was well spent by the Senate. I think we will see that in the House. I mean, these kids, we've got a window of opportunity 0 to 3 years old to take care of them that sets them on an academic course to be able to achieve all their goals. So I think that's somewhere we really need to focus on.
In your committees, any action last week that, of note?
Not really, sir. Agriculture was kind of quiet. We're still waiting on the water is the big issue. Environmental reg, spent a lot of time with the Railroad Commission and with the Eagle Ford Shale, and the good news about this Cline Shale out west, you know, the big deal is the technology. The servers that the Railroad Commission are dealing with are outdated, and they cannot handle all the requests from the general public and the oil companies. So we're going to have to help find some money to take care of those servers so that we can enjoy all the economic impact of these two shale plays.
And a little technology and going in the ground and above the ground as well. Anything of import that's going to happen before you and I talk again next Friday?
You know, I'm hoping we've got good news on water coming up. Other than that, it's been kind of quiet this week. A lot of meetings, but the locomotive is moving very fast, and I'm thinking our 4-day weeks are about to come to an end.